Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's talk about Orsatti versus NFL. It's a federal lawsuit filed in Massachusetts District Court a couple of days ago, and it begins like this. Quote, "This case is brought by New England Patriots fans on behalf of all Patriots fans who believe the New England Patriots professional football team were harmed by the defendant's arbitrary and capricious decision to revoke the Patriots' first-round draft choice for alleged participation in a cheating scandal popularly referred to by the media as Deflategate." In other words, a group of fans claim that by virtue of being fans, they've got a legal interest in the NFL restoring the Pats' first-round draft pick, that Bob Kraft and Roger Goodell have violated that interest, and in doing so, they have caused fans extensive emotional harm, including, quote, "embarrassment, ridicule, and depression due to the rest of the country who is jealous of the Patriots piling on and criticizing the Patriots and their fans for being cheaters," end quote. So there you have it. First, let's throw open the phones. What do you think of Pats fans suing the NFL? Did you suffer emotional harm in the wake of Deflategate? Or do you have a hard time taking all of this seriously? And what does it even say about American sports fandom anyway that this case exists? I really want to know what you think. So call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. You can also send us a tweet at Radio Boston. Second of all, we're going to get an expert opinion from Dan Lebowitz. He's executive director of the Center for Study of Sport and Society at Northeastern University. Dan, it's great to have you back.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so your first take. I mean, let's start with sort of the, not the emotional stuff, but the legal stuff. I mean, do you think Pats fans have a legal interest in the NFL restoring a first-round draft pick?
You know, I actually do not think they have a legal interest in doing so. I think that really when you look at it, there's a lot of people that study this on the legal side. Probably one of the most famous in the country is a guy named Mike McCann out of University of New Hampshire. And, you know, he makes a very valid point, and he says that buying a ticket and watching a game isn't interfered with by a ruling that separate from that game. And I think that that's an extremely valid point.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure. I've never actually looked at the fine print on a ticket. I don't even think it says you're guaranteed to see any particular player on any particular game.
Yeah, that's a very good point as well. And, you know, the thing is that's somewhat interesting about this is just that thin line between fanhood and fanaticism. Mm-hmm. And so what, you know, you're really seeing how thin that line is. And it's almost counterintuitive that they name Kraft in this suit because he's built such a brand. There's a plaintiff from Connecticut, a plaintiff from Florida. It shows that he's woven a brand of football and the brand of the Patriots throughout not only the whole social fabric of New England, but throughout the entire nation. And he's always been one to defend his coach, defend his quarterback, defend his team, and go head-to-head against Roger Goodell. So, yeah. You know, there's a lot about the suit that seems like lunacy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems like they're basically saying that Kraft should have fought back against the NFL and that his refusal to do so is what creates the standing because he's violating the Massachusetts Consumer Protection Act. But,
you know, as I said, he's defended Brady the entire time. He's actually, I think that a lot of this suit comes from one of the seven deadly sins in the Bible, and that would be envy. Mm-hmm. And I would think that, you know, you're looking at such a successful franchise that Bob Kraft built, right? Brought in an amazing coach. They have an amazing quarterback. They've really dominated the decade in football. They've gone to the Super Bowl inordinate numbers of times. And I think that, you know, there's fans around the country that like to hate Patriots Nation, and there's fans and there's owners around the country that are probably jealous of that. But, you know, Kraft was credited with saving the strike season, and he was put on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Yep. For that. And I think some of those things might have gotten under the commissioner's skin. And I think that, you know, Kraft's done so many different things different from the NFL that he's actually funded a healthy relationship and domestic violence and sexual assault prevention program throughout all of Massachusetts. So he takes a lot of things socially conscious issues seriously. I think he takes the Patriots brand seriously. And I think that, you know, as I said, it's sort of counterintuitive to name him in the suit.
Indeed, but at least these fans who are suing, they take their fandom of the Patriots seriously, too. I mean, we're talking with Dan Lebowitz. He's the executive director of the Center for the Study of Sport and Society at Northeastern University, and we're talking about this suit that several New England Patriots fans have brought against the NFL for a harm and emotional distress, they say, that the NFL caused them due to Deflategate. We'd love to hear what you think about this. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-8255. 1-2-3 talk. Do you think these Pats fans are right to sue the NFL? They're especially sore about that first-round draft pick loss, but as well about the emotional distress caused by even having to experience the ridicule that went along with Deflategate. Apparently that, they believe, gives them legal standing for their day in court. Again, we're at 800-423-TALK. Let's go to Alex quickly, who's calling from Medford. You're on the air, Alex.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What's your thought?
Just like to point out, you know, I get the intent behind the lawsuit here, and that, you know, people are really trying to band together and fight for what they believe is right, and, you know, stand up for their beliefs. Because, I mean, I as a Patriots fan have gotten a lot of flack from, you know, friends all over for this Deflategate, and, you know, it is seeming unending, and, you know, they just want to have a fight back, something, you know, they can do to try to help out and, you know, try to make it feel like they're doing their part.
Okay, so Alex, I take your point. Like, you want to fight for your side. I got that. But what about this idea that it's caused them emotional harm or distress? Do you feel that?
I mean, I think that's much more of, you know, a way to find the battle in the legal system. So that's, you know, in my mind, I have felt emotional distress over this, but, you know, not in the sense that I seek compensation. And I think that's more, there's only so many ways you can fight back in the system as it is. So that's just the one ticket that they have to try to go for.
Gotcha. Alex, thank you so much for your call. Now, one of the things that one of the plaintiffs claimed, his name is Mike DeMauro. He says that his world changed forever. He lost a full night of sleep. He mentioned this in an affidavit. And then he feels that the pain and suffering that it's caused him stressed him out. He can't even fully run his pro pick'em game, beat Mike the way he wants to anymore. So that's his demonstration of the emotional distress that it's caused. But on that point, let's go to Marty, who's calling from Dorchester. You're on the air, Marty.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just driving home in this the traffic. So I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, I fully stand behind this lawsuit. I lost quite a few nights of sleep. And to be honest, my son has been cutting himself over this, which I don't agree with. But you can see the pain and the agony it's caused not only me, but my whole family. My grandma, she's been calling every day. I've been saying, you know, grandma, it's okay. You know, I don't think they're really going to go through with this. And, you know, I don't know what to do. My whole family's in shambles. My wife is about to leave me over this. I really hope something great, you know, can happen.
Hey, Marty, this sounds really, really serious for you.
It's more than, you know, this is my life.
Are you getting some help for you and your family?
Yes, I am. I've been going to counseling. My wife, she's been going to counseling, although, you know, I don't know if she's actually going to counseling. I kind of think she's fooling around on me.
Well, Marty, I thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. I'm sorry that this has been so rough on your family, but thank you for calling. Dan Lebowitz, let me turn back to you. I mean, I don't know how representative Marty's really big challenges are, but what do you make of all of this?
As I said before, I think that there's, you know, for a lot of people, they use the platform of celebrity, whether it's to idolize an artist or to, envelop themselves throughout the entirety of a football season or a baseball season or a basketball season as a deflection mode, right? To deflect from their lives and certain things that are happening in their lives and sort of become sort of intoxicated by the sport or intoxicated by the celebrity. I'd say that in general, that's probably something that people would need to take an inner look at in terms of, you know, getting too involved in something or too passionate about. You know, when you look at the NFL and the brand that they have and what they've built, or you look at the crafts and you think about how they've built a passionate fan base, it says a lot about the positivity of passion that mm-hmm. is created by that club, by that family, by what they've done. I think that when you take it to the level that maybe that caller has taken it to, that's something that, you know, probably deserves some look around trauma-informed care.
Right, some deeper analysis, right, and help. But there's also this idea that what you said, like, we project a lot onto the teams that we love, but just how much should we project that into a court of law? Another question. But let's take another call while we can, briefly. Alex is calling from Mission Hill. You're on the air, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What's your thought?
I want to talk I want to talk about how, at the end of the day, being a Patriots fan and being a fan of any sports organization, it's all designed to be for the good in front of the game. It's not a life or death matter. I don't want to minimize anybody's emotional strain or anything like that. But if anything, as a long-term Patriots fan, this suit gives us a worse name. And if anything, it's going to make the matter worse overall.
Yeah, Alex, great point. Thank you so much for taking the time to call us. That's the thing I was wondering about, too. I mean, if your emotional harm was inflicted by people ridiculing you for Deflategate to begin with, a lawsuit isn't really going to help on that front. Also, Dan, you know, I was just curious, like, the other thing that sports is supposed to teach us is that when you get knocked down, you get right back up and you stay in the game. Where's that lesson in all of this?
And I think you see that with the Patriots. You know, that, you know, in some respects, you know, they took all the hits. They've taken this hit. They've taken all the allegations around cheating for a number of years, and they just keep being excellent. You know, they set the model exemplar of what excellence is within the context of that league and the construct of that league. And I think that when you do look at that, you do see exactly what you're talking about, that people will try to knock you down, but that your job every day as a person, as a human, is to look at the glass half full and continue to try to make it full.
Well, Dan Lebowitz is the executive director of the Center for the Study of Sport and Society at Northeastern University. Always great to have you, Dan. Thanks so very much.
Thanks for having me.
And oh my gosh, we have a mountain of Pats callers and Pats fans who wanted to join us today. I'm sorry to all of you who I could not get on the air, but please, especially if you're not driving, if you're at a computer or on your phone a little bit later, go to radioboston.org and send us your comment about what you think about this Pats fans lawsuit. Again, radioboston.org. Want to hear from you. That's it for today and for this week. Have a terrific weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll see you then.